Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Chadbourne Police Chief Ken Elliott is the latest candidate to throw his hat in the ring for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Elliott retired as a paramedic and firefighter before joining law enforcement in 2008. He previously worked with the sheriff's office as well as Chadbourne PD and Lawrence Police. Elliott will be on the ballot with appointed Sheriff Bill Rogers, former CCSO Lieutenant Josh McPherson, and former Weibel Police Officer Josh Harris. The suspect in a Tuesday night shooting was waiting with his hands in the air when deputies arrived at the crime scene. Brandon Alexander Galloway, age 31, allegedly shot Devin Antone at a home in the 12,000 block of Old Lake Road around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday. Antone sustained multiple gunshot wounds in the legs and was transported to New Hanover Regional, according to the Sheriff's Office. Galloway was held under no bond pending a first appearance. County commissioners approved a controversial new percentage-based tax collection fee Monday. The new 4% fee is based on the total value of the property tax bill. It would be paid to the county along with municipal taxes. Since 2010, the county has received a flat $3 per parcel fee for collecting current taxes and 8% for past due. County leaders said the extra funds are needed to cover the cost of collecting municipal taxes. Town officials, however, question how the cost has risen so dramatically, especially with the newly automated system of sending out notices. The provision was passed with the addition that county and municipal leaders will negotiate a lower rate. If you see people catching alligators at Lake Waccamaw over the next few days, don't worry, it's not gator season yet. State wildlife biologists are taking samples from alligators for a variety of studies. They're being assisted by law enforcement officers from several communities who are learning how to wrangle the big saurians to protect the public in their own towns. The Wall That Heals has made its way into Weibel yesterday, escorted by more than 200 motorcyclists. It opens today at the Veterans Memorial Park. It's a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. The wall will be open at the Veterans Park through Sunday, 24 hours a day. There is no cost, and there are several special events planned, including a welcome home ceremony at 6 p.m. tonight, Agent Orange awareness ceremony Friday at 7:30 p.m., and a closing ceremony Sunday at 1:45. The governor is offering a $25,000 reward for information about the killing of a Brunswick County man. Brian Goodwin, age 31, is wanted for the 2024 killing of Joaquin Bethea Jr., age 33. Bethea's body was found in an abandoned home on Ridge Road in Supply with multiple bullet wounds. If you have information about Goodwin's whereabouts, call 910-713-6071. This is going to be one big weekend in Columbus County, folks. Saturday is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and more. It's at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Starts at 9 a.m. Gergana's Farm Store will have its Spring Fling Flock Swap Saturday. They're also going to be hosting the Columbus County Farmers Market. You'll find specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, a free bouncy house for the kids, and, of course, buying, selling, and trading all kinds of farm animals. That starts at 9 a.m. there at 6 Weibel Plaza in Weibel. Barbecue on the Bluff starts Friday night with the cooking, but the main event is on Saturday. There'll be music, barbecue plate sales, entertainment, and competition between some of the finest barbecue cooks in the state. Walkers, runners, and families are encouraged to sign up for the inaugural Oink a Walk along the Riverwalk. Go to fairbluff.com for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.